It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Well, thank you so much for joining me again on the Amber May show, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Wes Gull. Well, you probably already know him because so many of our good friends here at KXXT really believe in what Wes has to offer the city of Phoenix. He's running for mayor. I hope you'll really listen to the things that he says as he comes to knock on your door. If you hear him, you know, out speaking at an event, that you really pay attention to what he has to offer. So welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Amber. It's great to be here.
Now, yesterday you told us some of your plan ideas to help bring jobs to the city, and that's such an important thing, especially with the holidays coming around. You know, no parent wants to turn their kids away without getting them something for the holidays, or, you know, have a nice meal for them. So I appreciate that you're here and you're going to be helping us create jobs, because that's what we really need.
My number one focus is job creation, and we've got to get this economy going again. There is no question that people are better off when they have a job. And there is no better program, no better government program in the world than a private sector job. And that's what we've got to work on, because we can, Phoenix is a wonderful place, and we can unleash the power of our economy by focusing on small business, by getting government out of the way, by lowering permit costs, by lowering taxes, and we can get, and that will create economic opportunity. I know it because I've been there and I've done that. You know, yesterday we talked about my plans, and you mentioned that we were going to talk a little bit about what I've done before. Mm-hmm. I was chief of staff for the governor of Arizona in very similar times to this, very difficult economic times. They said we had to raise taxes. The only way we could balance the budget was raising taxes. And we took the opposite position. We said we're going to cut taxes. And we held the line on government growth. We cut taxes, and we instituted the greatest economic boom in Arizona history. It works. I know it works. I know we can do it in the city of Phoenix. I know that we can create opportunity and build jobs. And if we do that and put a big sign up on City Hall that says Phoenix is open for business, then we're gonna have incredible blessings that are that get our people back to work and put a smile on their face.
I'm glad you mentioned how you want to cut taxes, because we all know of the food tax that hit Phoenix not that long ago. And every time that the government institutes taxes, that's less money circulating in the economy.
$28 million with the food tax just from the general fund, $50 million altogether, taken out of the economy and given to government by a lot of people who can't afford it.
You're absolutely right. It's so difficult for someone like me just to make my grocery list. And you have to really plan it out. I'm starting to learn how to really use coupons, because it's been helping me tremendously. Times are tough. We haven't been getting raises since the economy crashed. Everything's going up in prices, and then the government wants to add more taxes. Do they not understand that we barely are scraping by as it is? I mean, it's almost like, wake up, what's wrong with you? Is it because they're just so rich and wealthy they don't understand, or are they immune to
No, I think it's difficult. It's easier to pass that along. And here's what we're hearing right now in the debate on the food tax. Oh, it's only the price of a Starbucks coffee. Well, it's $50 million out of the economy. When they raised the water rates 7%, it was $24 million out of the private economy. That is a lot of money that needs to be circulating in the private economy so that we're making progress, and that we're employing people, and that we're keeping private sector jobs. We have plenty of money at the city of Phoenix. We just have to reorganize the way we allot it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do that, we can afford to repeal the food tax. Absolutely no doubt in my mind. And not only can we do that, but we'll have money left over that we can reinvest in important things like after school programs for at-risk kids, and be able to lower those permit fees and parking meters downtown and things like that that'll actually create economic vitality.
That's wonderful. Now, are these principles that you learned when you were working for the governor?
Yes. And I studied with a guy named Art Laffer.
Mm-hmm.
And Art Laffer is a supply-side economist who was an advisor to President Reagan. And And his idea is that if you leave money in the private sector, mm-hmm. that the pie will grow and that will increase revenues. And it works. That's why after the 90s, we had budget surpluses.
That's right.
Because we were able to grow the pie. The answer is not within the pie chart. It's outside of the pie chart. It is bigger. It's a bigger pie. That's what we need to do. And you know what that means? That means there are more smiles on people's faces because there are jobs. And that's got to be our goal.
It has to be a goal because jobs affect everything. We both are married and we both understand that finances can put a big burden on marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no
so
doubt.
When people are unemployed, then the chances of divorce increase.
And your self-worth goes down.
Exactly. And then you know what? What's even worse about that is now the kids can see their parents, one parent on the weekends, the other, you know, so it's not just about economy, it affects the family.
Absolutely.
And I am a sociology major as well as a broadcast major, and the core foundation of any society is family.
Right.
And you have your own family.
I do.
And that's one thing I really commend, and why I'm behind you is because tell us why you decided to get into the campaign to begin with.
Well, I have three daughters. Mm-hmm. They're 15, 17, and 20. And, you know, they were talking to me about the idea that Phoenix wasn't necessarily the place for them. When I came here 25 years ago, this was the land of opportunity. This was the greatest city in America. This was a place that you had to be.
Everyone was coming here.
Everyone was coming here. We were growing faster than any place in the country. It was a wonderful, wonderful place to be. And to hear my kids talk about it, and say they're concerned. They are thinking, you know, well, my oldest is going to be a chef. She's like, well, I might want to open a restaurant in Portland. What? You don't want to go to Portland? It's miserable up there. why wouldn't you be here? This is a great place to be. Well, you know, there's more of a vibe up there. And the reason why there's more of a vibe up there is because we've got blinders on. We have this inferiority complex. We think the real estate crash hurt our ego.
Mm-hmm.
We're still a great place. You get up in one of those tall buildings downtown and you look around the city and you realize that this is a great place. We have a beautiful, beautiful setting that our city has been blessed to be set into.
Right.
We have bountiful resources. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful airport that you can go anywhere in the world from. We have access to incredible places short distances away.
That's right.
And we have great neighborhoods that offer a fantastic opportunity. Vibrancy downtown, historic neighborhoods as your family is growing. Then when your kids, you can move out to the suburbs, the suburban lifestyle in the North Phoenix or in Ahwatukee when your kids are in school age or mm-hmm. whatever makes it work better for you. We have a variety of vitality and vibrancy in this community, and it can be even more so. And that's what we've got to do, and we've got to send that message to these smart young people and say, look, this is where you want to be. And part of that is we might have to go back to the future. And we might have to say, we've got to study
our
past.
Do we need
past.
Our flux capacitor to go back to the future?
We might need to think about what we did well back then and also learn from the people who are beating us in this economic competition today, like in Texas.
Right.
And why are they doing better than we are? Because low cost. They've got a flat line on cost, and we have an accelerating line on cost. We've got to bring the cost of government under control. We get some reforms done that will lower those costs and put that sign on City Hall that says we're open for business.
And tell us about how has it been for you with the government that we've had over the years and you starting your own business. Tell us about that as a private sector. Speak to those people that could understand your heart and your frustration, and what are your ideas to fix that?
Well, we've worked with a lot of businesses over the years, and there is this idea in the business community that it is difficult. Now, the city of Phoenix is making progress,
mm-hmm.
but we're not doing it fast enough. We're not doing it with enough urgency, and we're not planning for the future. And I'll give you an example. of a frustration, and that's the planning around light rail. 14 years ago, we knew that we were going to do light rail. We were going to build light rail. We knew where it was going to go. Then we spent a lot of time getting the money together and then constructing it.
Mm-hmm.
We still haven't done the planning to take advantage of the economic opportunities of light rail. It doesn't make sense. We've got to plan for the future. And if we're planning for the future, then the Camelback Corridor from Central Avenue to 19th Avenue doesn't have to look like Detroit.
Thank you.
It can be a vital, vibrant place. We've got to create an anchor tenant on that line. And we've got to, then we can attract an investment to revitalize those apartment buildings that are there and have the density that then supports light rail. Those are all good things, and they create jobs and they create economic opportunity. But we haven't done the first step, which is the planning part, to bring the neighborhoods together to say this is what we want and this is how we can attract investment. When the investors come, they know that they're not going to have a big fight with the neighbors.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, we don't have too much time left in today's program, but is there a message that you specifically want to make sure listeners get from you?
Well, my goal is to work and be mayor of a city that has enormous potential, and to get the blinders off, and to give us that attitude back that we are the best, that we can do whatever we set our minds to, that we can attract young people who are smart people who are going to grow the jobs of the future, that we can keep the smart kids coming out of ASU and the U of A here in Phoenix, that we can have a community that works together and is not a victim of the politics of division.
That's right.
But comes together to be the greatest city in America. I know we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. I have the experience to get the job done. I've been in the private sector. I'm going to bring business principles to this to being mayor,
mm-hmm.
and we are going to have so much fun, and it's going to be an awesome city. That's the future that I envision, and I know we can do it if we work together.
Well, what's your website in case people want to check?
It's westgullett.com, westgullett.com, and come to the website. We have events all the time. We have town hall meetings. There are some debates coming up next week. There are two debates, and one of them is going to be on K-Jazz, so you can listen on the radio if you want to. We also have a Channel 8 Horizon debate coming up next week. Tune into that,
mm-hmm.
and you can really see the difference. There's a clear choice between me and my opponent.
I agree. There is definitely a clear choice, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy that Wes Gullett was able to come on the program, and I'm a big supporter. I hope you will be too. Get out to the polls in November and really, really, really consider voting for Wes Gullett. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Amber. It's great to be here.
Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two is going to look out for you.